Now, in this state of focus concentration, ask yourself, what is one problem area of my life? Let the answer come. Now ask yourself, what are the actions I take to make that a problem? What are the actions that I am responsible for that contribute to that problem? Now ask your mind, what are the thoughts that lead to those actions? What are the persistent thoughts that lead to or contribute to these actions? Finally, ask yourself, are there emotions that are tied into those thoughts? Are there emotions bundled with the thoughts? Let your mind put a name to those emotions. Once more, repeat to yourself the emotion, the thought, the action, and the problem. See it as a package or a little machine that's driving this area of pain or friction or discomfort in your life. And open your eyes. We have an acronym in mind hacking, METAL, and it stands for My Emotion Thought Action Loop. The emotion, thought, action loop drives your life. Before you act, you have a thought. This is a simple, easily observable fact. And that thought is generally bundled with or preceded by an emotion. So our emotions drive our thoughts drive our actions, and our actions determine the course of our lives. So whenever we have these areas of pain, debugging them back to the METAL, my emotion, thought, action loop, is a very useful thing to do. we can use the three mind hacks that we learned today to help us reverse engineer back into the metal. Again, method number one, the five whys. Method number two, worst case scenario. And method number three, third person perspective. Use these tools. They are incredibly helpful. When you are able to articulate the negative loops in your life, you are able to take them captive. It's like getting an animal in a cage. And then you can start to reprogram your mind. Day 7 is now complete. Mark it off in the Mind Hacking book or on your practice sheet or in the app, which you can download at www.mindhacky.ng. Give yourself a reward. Lock in today's positive habit, and I will see you tomorrow. In the meantime, hack hard and prosper. Welcome to Day 8 of the Mind Hacking 21-Day Program. I'm Sir John Hargrave. Yesterday, we talked about negative thought loops, and I challenged you to notice those thoughts and trace them back to their roots. How'd you do? I know this guy who shared this great mind hacking story with me, and his problem, his negative thought loop, was that he got really worked up whenever he got stuck in traffic. And this guy lives in Los Angeles, where the traffic is truly insane. Anyway, this guy would sit in traffic every day, just getting so worked up. And one day he became aware of this negative thought loop. He hacked his mind. He saw this emotion of frustration that was leading to these impatient thoughts that led to him sitting there stewing. Emotion, frustration, thought, impatience, action, stew. Now, most of us get frustrated when we have to wait at the airport or when we're stuck behind the guy in the burrito line who can't make the decision on the salsa. He's like, no, hot, no, mild, no, corn, no, mild. And you're just like, corn, take the corn salsa. But how many of us are aware of that impatience? How many of us can step outside ourselves at that moment and say, is another way of dealing with this? And he did that. He somehow got this awareness of his own mental loop. And he realized, this is crazy. I can't do anything about the traffic, but I can do something about my attitude toward traffic. So he started looking at this situation differently. Whenever he got stuck in traffic and he noticed himself getting worked up, he would then redirect his mind to seeing it as a positive situation. There's something constructive that you can do while you're sitting in traffic. So he would like work on a mental problem, or he'd listen to a podcast. So his old negative mind loop was something like, I'm powerless and useless sitting here in traffic. And his new positive mind loop was, this is time I can be doing something useful. This does not happen overnight. He had to continually catch his mind switching to the negative loop and redirect it to the positive one over and over and over. But he says once he did, it was a game changer, because now all that mental energy he was spending on getting upset about traffic, all those CPU cycles, can be reinvested in positive, constructive thought. And this is one of the huge benefits of mind hacking. It's so much more efficient to channel your willpower into moving your life forward than just banging your head against the steering wheel column. The goal of yesterday's exercise was to get that negative thought loop into a sentence about yourself. Like, I am bad at my job, or I will die alone. When we're able to capture those dark thoughts, as I said, it's like we get them in a cage. We can bring them into the light and examine them and then decide what to do with them. So do your best to capture one negative loop this way in a single sentence. Now today I want to talk about how these negative thoughts interrupt our concentration, our state of flow. You know what concentration feels like? It's kind of a zone that you get into when you're doing something you love. Reading a good book is an example. You lose track of time. This is not any mysterious state. It's the state you encounter all the time, like you're working on a big project and you just zone out. They often call this flow. And there's a whole book about it called Flow by Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi. And we can learn to cultivate that state at will. Now, we talked on day 4 about how these external interruptions can interrupt that state of flow. But the internal interruptions, these negative thoughts, also interrupt it. When we learn how to concentrate, we learn how to notice when that's happening. Just like my friend learned how to notice his traffic freakouts. But we also learn how to take those thoughts captive or to rise above them. We learn to neutralize them so they don't bother us so much. And the single biggest tool you have in this is concentration training, which we'll do again now. Find a comfortable spot to sit and get your body in a comfortable position. And we're going to focus on the breath at the diaphragm, which is like the belly, not the birth control method. That would be a neat trick, though. And we're breathing deeply, like where our laughs come from, the belly. And noticing that breath, noticing the belly as it rises and falls. And using that amazing power of imagination, picture your body filling with oxygen, like a progress meter starting at your feet and slowly rising to your head. And as that progress meter rises, you not only feel more and more relaxed, but you allow yourself to feel more and more absorbed in concentration. See the progress meter at the halfway point and continuing to rise. Seventy-5%. 90%. 100%. Allow yourself to imagine that you are deeply, deeply relaxed. And now we'll focus on the breathing. See if you can get into the state of flow, of deep absorption. And when you notice yourself caught in the thought stream, award yourself a point and redirect it to the breath. And now, in this state of focused concentration, notice how good it feels to be absorbed in this state of flow. Notice how your mind is stronger and healthier and happier. Your mind feels more clear, more focused. You're able to make better decisions. And now I'll count slowly from 1 to 5. And as I do so, you'll come slowly back to full waking consciousness. And when we return, you'll feel charged with positive mental energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And open your eyes. I feel good. I hope you do too. Thanks for joining me. Day 8 is now complete. Mark it off in the Mind Hacking book on your practice sheet or in the app, which you can download at www.mindhacky.ng. Give yourself a reward today. Lock in that positive habit, and I'll see you tomorrow. In the meantime, hack hard and prosper. Welcome to Day 9 of the Mind Hacking 21-Day Program. I'm Sir John Hargrave. A few years ago, a friend of mine said, you got to read this book called Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl. You will never complain about anything in your life again. So I picked up this book, and I couldn't put it down. It's the story of Viktor Frankl, who was a Jewish psychiatrist who was put into the Nazi death camps in World War II. And I know you're thinking, well, that sounds cheery. And I was actually reading this book on my vacation. But as I said, it was gripping. Viktor Frankl gets sent away to these camps, and the first thing the Nazis do is they take away everything. And he's been working on this manuscript, this book. It's his life's work, and he's trying to hide the pages underneath his coat as he goes in. And this old man in front of him sees the manuscript, and he yells, "Guards!" And of course, they destroy it. So that's how things start off for Viktor Frankl. And it kind of goes downhill from there. What's interesting is he talks about daily life in the concentration camps. For example, you'd be doing these 20-mile marches in the freezing winter to go spend the day digging trenches for battle. And if you fell behind or you got sick, you'd be dead. So you had to constantly prove your usefulness. He talks about the importance of hope. Sometimes his fellow inmates would just lose hope, and he said you could see it in their eyes. They would just give up, and within 2 or 3 days, they would just die. They would lose the will to live. So he talks a lot about how he kept his hope alive in the middle of those terrible circumstances. He spent a lot of time imagining his life after the camps. How he would teach and lecture and write, and how the world would learn from his experience, how he would inspire others. It's one of the best books I know about mind hacking, because the message of the book is that our mental state, our attitude toward life events, is the one thing no one can ever take away from us. The Nazis could not force him to lose hope. And our ability to manage our minds, our ability to decide how we're going to think about life, is what he calls the last human freedom. No one can take this away from you. And also, no one can do it for you. It's your responsibility. Now, as a young man, I was quite cynical. I viewed the world through this darkly colored lens. Corporations are greedy, our politicians are incompetent, people are sheep, etc. I thought it was cool to affect that attitude. But now I realize that my attitude, my mental state, is what I project onto the world. That's the way the world is for me. If I look for those things, I will always find proof that they exist. And if I look for positivity and growth and hope and optimism, I will find those things as well. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. The choice is mine. You've got to make the decision, just like Viktor Frankl made that decision every day. So let's make that decision together. We're going to do our concentration exercise today, and we're going to focus on the thought of hope. Maybe you think hope is uncool. Maybe it's not trendy. But give hope a chance. Let's try it. Find a comfortable spot and get your body in a comfortable position. I like to sit with my hands in my lap, with my palms upward, like I'm cupping a little flame of hope. And focus on the breath, watching the belly rise and fall. And today I want you to try tensing and relaxing the various muscles of your body. So start with your feet. Tense them and relax. And your legs, tense and relax. Your buttocks, tense and relax. Your belly, tense and relax. Your chest and back, tense and relax. Your arms, tense and relax. Your hands, tense, relax. Your shoulders, tense and relax. Your neck, tense, relax. And all the muscles of your face, tense. You look really funny right now. And relax. Now, using your powers of imagination, picture your entire body in a state of absolute calm and relaxation. Picture your mind focused and alert. And for the next 10 minutes, stay focused on the breath. If you do notice your mind wandering, congratulations. Award yourself an awareness point and redirect it back to the nostrils. Here we go. Now, in the state of calm and focus, we will plant the seed of hope. It is going deeply into the subconscious, where it will be watered and nurtured over the coming days. You've been weeding your mind, tilling the soil, watering it daily. Now picture yourself planting that seed of hope. That little seed, when you least expect it, will start to sprout roots, then buds, then flowers, and eventually become a mighty tree. And the tree will bear fruit with seeds of its own. And it all starts today with you planting that seed of hope. Nature takes care of the rest. It's good. And now I'll count from 1 to 5. When I reach 5, you can open your eyes and you'll feel refreshed, clear, and alert. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Open your eyes, refreshed and alert. Day 9 is now complete. Mark it off in the Mind Hacking book or on your practice sheet or in the app, which you can download at www.mindhacky.ng. Give yourself a reward. Train your mind to do good things with a reward. And I'll see you tomorrow. In the meantime, hack hard and prosper. Welcome to day 10 of the Mind Hacking 21 Day Program. I'm Sir John Hargrave. Thanks for inviting me back into your mind. It's looking better in here. Here's a question. What do you want? What do you want out of life? If I ask you, where do you want to be in 10 years? Do you have an answer? I do. I have it all written down on a text file, my computer. I review it all the time. This is my life map, my compass. Now, will I accomplish every single item on my list? Probably not, but I know because I do this on a yearly basis and I track my results, I know that I accomplish about 85-90% of what I write down. Think about that for a second. If I decide to become a billionaire, I'll end up with about 850-900 million. It's pretty good. I like those odds. I believe you can beat my track record, but only if you define what it is you want. What do you want? So that you can get your answers with clarity and focus, we're going to have 10 minutes of concentration training and then 5 minutes of mind games. This is going to be fun. All right, so find a comfortable position and we're going to relax the body, starting with the breath, focusing on breathing slowly. And I like picturing that I'm breathing in some super saturated gas that instantly relaxes every part of my body. Imagining that I'm feeling light. Doesn't that feel good? But you can't open your eyes. Pretend like you're trying to open them, but they're glued shut. All right, you can stop trying. That's the power of your imagination. And there's a part of you that is connected to that imagination that can feed the imagination with amazing new ideas. And that's the part we want to contact today. But it's easier if we're in a state of focused concentration. So let's try to focus today on the space between the eyes. And your goal is to focus your concentration completely on that space. If you notice your mind wandering, congratulations. Award yourself an awareness point and lead your concentration back to that point between your eyes. And let's begin now. Now, in the state of relaxation, give your imagination free rein as I walk you through these five scenarios. The goal here is to come up with one word for each scenario. Let the words come to you. They will. Number one, the mood chip. They've invented a chip that can be surgically implanted in your head that makes you feel any way you want. Confident, peaceful, loving, optimistic. They're going to customize a chip for you. How do you want to feel? One word. I'll give you 60 seconds.